Maybe you'll be in the Ring of Honor someday seeing him go in.
I hope so. That's the way I play the game. You know, I want to be the best, so whatever accolades come with that, you know, I just got to go out there and keep continuing to prove my play on the field.
What is one thing that he taught you that you continue to do today?
Try to be consistent no matter the circumstances around you. That's really the main thing, you know, he told me and showed me with his play.
Is there a memory or something that really stands out from your time with him?
Yeah, there's a lot. But one I would say, my second year in the league when he got hurt, my first year in the league when he got hurt, it was the second game of the season versus Tennessee. I scored a game-winning touchdown, and when he was coming in the locker room after the game, he met me, jumped on me before we could even enter the tunnel. You know, so that was one of my favorite moments.
Do y'all still communicate, and is he still, like, a part of your life?
Of course. That's like my big brother, you know, so he's always, you know, communicating with me.
Obviously, he taught you a lot on the field, but was it when you were young coming in, how valuable was it to have someone like that for, like, learning about the NFL and, like, you know, things off the field?
That was one of the experiences that I felt like, you know, helped me become the player I am, not just on the field but off the field as well. So just having a guy with that experience in the locker room, you know, that knows this city, that knows football, knows a lot about life, you know, that was one of the best things I think that could have happened to me, being drafted here.
Did he immediately take you under his wing, or did he kind of fill you out, or how did that work?
Immediately. From the first day I got drafted here, like the second day after I got drafted, he met me at Del Frisco and had dinner with my mom and I, you know, so, you know, it felt like family from the beginning.
Did you watch him at Clemson?
I didn't. I didn't really watch much NFL at Clemson.
Basketball fan?
No, I didn't really watch sports at all.
What'd you watch?
Call of Duty. I didn't really watch TV though like that. Yeah.
Did you have an idea of who Andre was before he got here, what you thought he might be before you met him?
Yeah, I heard about him. I really didn't know much of him though, until I got here. And everywhere you go, you see people with 80 jerseys on. And just the way the city embraced him, you know, you had no choice but to know who he was.
Is it also noticeable how much he embraced the city, even still?
Yeah, of course it is. And things that he still do, that he left off with doing, like the charity stuff that he does for the kids, and just everything that he does in the community, that he still continue to do.
How quickly did you guys become close once you first got here?
Close, very close. No, I mean, it didn't take that much time. Probably the first practice, I went out there and made some plays, and, you know, he was like, all right, you know, I think this guy's ready.
The way that you looked up to him, is that how you see, was that so important for you to take some of the other younger receivers under your wing?
It is, but, you know, I don't really think about it too much. Just go out there and let your play speak for itself, and the rest to follow.
What did he teach you about, say, being a man and being off the field, not just on the field? You do a lot of stuff in the community like he did.
Yeah, just, you know, just where we come from, both him and I, you know, not the best circumstances. So, you know, I feel like that's something that we grew up with, especially, you know, the places that we come from, knowing where we wanted to be, and knowing what we wanted to do when we got there. So just seeing him, you know, take it to the next level and the things that he do, it challenged me, as not just as a football player, but as a person in general.
Do you have a favorite Andre Johnson moment, like a play that you love the most?
It's a lot. I would say one of my best plays that I seen him make was the Arizona Cardinals game, the catch on Adrian Peterson, Patrick Peterson, I meant. I don't know how he caught it, you know, but that was one of my favorite plays by him, if you ask me.
What do you think will be the key to ending this losing streak this week and getting back on track?
Going out and have a good practice, executing in practice, and just taking it over to the game, you know, because sometimes we do have good practice, but, you know, we might leave some stuff on the field during the game. But just taking it over and playing complimentary football, offense and defense.
Did you kind of feel like points were left on the field in the first half last week that you should have had?
Always. When you lose the game, there's always points left on the field, that you wish you could have back.